Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my 13 going on 30 gigglers?
Before we get into my birthday, I have such a pressing question that I've been waiting to ask you.
Wait, I'm nervy.
Is this a Selena Gomez stan podcast?
It's complicated.
It's complicated, right?
I have to say it was.
Okay.
No. Well, actually, I didn't really know a lot about Selena. Okay, we're getting into it. I did not know a lot about Selena. I know she has like crazy fans. I like some of her songs. I didn't know the extent of stuff. The documentary, My Mind and Me, was to me one of the realest celeb documentaries I've ever watched. Where like, it had its puff piece moments, but like she was showing like dramas.
Yeah.
But then after the fact, there's like weird shit going on social media.
There's weird shit going on in social media. Her friend that basically gave her a fucking
kidney.
Kidney or liver?
Kidney.
Either way.
Okay, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Either way, we would never figure it out. So Selena Gomez said that she doesn't really fit in with like the girls. This is going to sound so fucked. That like the girls in the industry and Taylor.
Where did she say that?
I think she said it in like an interview.
Okay.
That like she's never really had like girlfriends that are in her realm of celeb status. And that she's really only friends with Taylor Swift. So her friend who gave her her kidney, who is also an actress, commented on one of the quotes like on social media and said, interesting. Now, if I gave anyone a kidney, you do my taxes every year, you clean my house. Like, bitch, if I'm giving you a kidney, you are tied to me for life.
There's a shrine of me in every room in your house.
Your child's named after me. Like, a lot of things are happening because I'm not just handing out kidneys to random people. In Selena's defense, the girl that gave her a kidney, is she's not an A-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that in like, yeah, I am. You're either A-list or you're not. And this girl is not A-list. I don't think Selena meant like, I felt like it was weird for the girl to comment and put herself in a Taylor Swift category of fame.
But you saw Selena responded.
And said, sorry, I couldn't mention everyone I know.
See that?
Yeah. That was wild.
There's other stuff happening. But then, talk about friend drama. She has this friend.
Raquel.
Everyone's so mad at Raquel.
Everyone hates Raquel.
But Paige, when I watch the scene that everyone's talking about, it's basically the girl being like, can you come out on Sunday night? And Selena's like, I can't. And then Selena's like, do you think I'm ungrateful for my job? And gets really upset.
Things were cut up.
It was cut up. And I also, the girl never said that to Selena. I thought the girl was trying to get Selena, like, to be happy and thought, like, maybe it would be a fun thing to, like, get out of work for a little. Mm-hmm. The girl didn't seem that upset. The girl seemed calm. I didn't think the whole documentary that was so important about mental health was going to be about if this girl Raquel's a cunt or not.
Okay. From that conversation, when she's like, hey, we have like fucking Stephanie's birthday dinner when we get back, Selena's comment was, you guys are going to be messed up for a couple of days, which in my brain went to, oh, your friends are still like drug addict, like alcoholics, and they still party and you can't do that anymore because like you have shit going on. I felt like that was like crazy that they kept that in, her saying like, you're going to be messed up for a few days. And then Raquel being like, well, yeah, like I got weird on that.
Raquel was a producer. She was apparently an executive producer on it.
Very interesting.
I'm surprised that they kept so many moments of like Selena having like tantrums.
Yes, because some of the tantrums I was like, you're like, okay, when she was getting her hair and makeup done and she said, can you get that Thai dish for me? And they were like, it's 7 a.m. She was like, I don't care, I want it. Like that to me, I was like, wait, what?
See, I related to that. See, I was like, why don't I eat more Thai at 7 a.m.? However, you don't have to show that to us. Like, you did not have to show, like, even she was, like, doing press, and afterwards she was, like, so mad at the press lady.
Yeah.
She was like, she wasn't listening to my answers.
But, okay, for someone who, like, doesn't know that Selena Gomez is bipolar and has, like, certain mental health struggles, if you are just talking to her, I could see where people are like, she's kind of a bitch.
What's funny is after the documentary, I actually was like, I'm a Selena stan. I love her. And the fact she had the balls to show all that about her, like, I really respect. But then the weird, like, friendship beefs freaked me out.
Okay. Is Selena Gomez the Jennifer Aniston of our generation? And are Justin and Hailey Brangelina?
Oh.
Yeah. Because, okay, here's the other thing. They, like, reference Justin, but in this documentary, you have no, like, you have no context. All you know is that she was on tour. You don't know the year unless you, like, really looked it up, which, like, I didn't when I was watching it. Like, okay, she's on tour in 2016. Had she just broken up with Justin and did he just get engaged? Like, was that all then when she had to go into a psychiatric hospital? Like, they don't give you any context. They basically say, like, she was exhausted from doing, she did 55 shows on tour, then all of a sudden she had to go to the hospital. Like, I felt like they left out a lot of things that I needed, like, a frame of reference.
She also kind of hints, like, her songs, like, say a lot.
Like, her songs are about him. Like, I think she hinted that enough to know, like, that number one song, like, she needed to hate Justin Bieber to even, like, feel like herself.
Well, like, yeah, she had to lose him. And when she says, you sang the chorus off key because it wasn't yours, everyone's dated a dude like that.
Yes.
I kind of felt that shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like Justin, his way of healing after the breakup was, like,
moving
immediately on, finding a girl and getting married and trying to get his image clean, where Selena, like, went through it to try to get better.
Selena did the work.
Because she could be dating every guy to make him jealous. She could be doing these fake relationships to get press. But what we forget is also this girl who can't look at her phone, deals with all this stuff, is the most followed person on social media. I think are we a little old for Selena's thing?
I think we're a touch on the old side because, like, we weren't watching Disney Channel when Waverly Place was on. We had moved to Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
You know, we were in a different bracket.
But when she sang, I'm gonna come and get it, that shit was hot.
I thought of us when she said, when her friend was like, you have anxiety to go home and turn your phone on. Remember when we were having really bad anxiety and we couldn't go to our beds? and we were staying on the couch.
Yes.
I thought of us during that part. I was
and
like,
I've
are
also
we?
Not turned my phone on.
Are we in our Selena Gomez era?
But you know what's weird? Having the relationship with Raquel is interesting, where it almost was like Raquel was like her babysitter.
Yeah, what's Raquel's job? I wanted to know that as well.
I want to know, because it's hard to have a friend who like doesn't understand it. And like, are you paying Raquel? Like, that's
Raquel
a weird dynamic.
Because there's not a friend that can just randomly pick up, go to Kenya, then go to London, then go to Paris. Like, okay, so Raquel doesn't have a job if she can just like travel like that.
Or
with you.
Her
so,
job
like,
is like being her like person, that so she's not alone. But that creates a weird dynamic too. Also, my fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Is waking up in my own house with a random person in my bed and four people turning the light on and being like, time to get hair and makeup done. I do think when you get really rich, they just have mansions that with like tons of people in it all the time. And that's, I would rather live in a tiny little shack where no one knows where I am. And I will show up when it's call time.
Cause you don't, you probably never genuinely feel like you're alone.
And maybe some of the celebs like
because
that.
Because even think about like, okay, this is perfect because we're both in like long distance relationships. Think about when Dez is home.
Yeah.
But you're not in the same room is a completely different feeling than when like he's away on business and you're in your apartment by yourself. Like it's a way different feeling of being actually alone.
For sure. Do I still text him sometimes when he's in the bedroom and I'm in the kitchen? Absolutely.
Well, that's
he goes,
normal.
Babe, just be, say something. And I'm like, no.
That's efficient. You're saving, yes. You're conserving energy.
Exactly. I have a long day ahead of me. But I also, Selena, you notice how she has like a voice when she's kind of like turning it on. And then she has her voice where she's like kind of mumbling.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost from being a kid actor where you have to be this like presentable person. When she was apologizing to her agent after she like clearly is about to do a sold out tour and the agent's like, I'm about to be so rich from you. That was sad.
That was really sad. I think if anything, this taught me there should be no such thing as like a famous child star, because you don't develop, your brain doesn't develop the way it's supposed to, I feel like.
One thing I do have to say about that I felt from the documentary that was like really good of Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how famous people are different, you guys? It doesn't matter how famous they are. Some people just like really emote that they're famous. And like when you're talking to them, like they look right through you. Like they are famous. Where there's some people who are so fucking famous, but when you're talking to them, they are human.
They're listening. Yeah.
I feel like Selena, when she was like in Kenya and when she was doing the meet and greets, like she seemed very like human.
Yes. Yes.
Like I love a celebrity documentary, and sometimes you could tell they're like, hi.
Right.
I'm not here right now. I'm thinking about
something else. Like I have things to do. I'm doing this. I mean, could you imagine performing in front of like, I don't get how people legitimately don't go on tour. I don't get how like Harry Styles did MSG every single night. I don't get how people are in on Broadway. I don't understand. No, like, it's literally something that I don't get. Like, how are you doing this every single night, full energy?
Of like an hour and a half of singing.
I don't get how you do it.
And it's like, after 55 shows, she got exhausted. I'm like, yeah, the math is mathing.
Like, we do two Giggly Squad shows, and I'm like, I'm out for a week. I am exhausted. My Justin Bieber has come out. I need to, like, decompress. And we're not even, like, performing. Well, we're performing, but, like, we're talking. Yeah. And we have, like, each other. So it's not like it's all on you. I just have such admiration for people that can go and do full concerts. I think that's crazy.
I do think when you watch a documentary, you have to think of like the why. Like, what was her purpose of this documentary? Because I would have loved to see more about like a little more about her come up.
Where the fuck was her mom? I wanted more earlier days. Why does she hate Disney so much?
Ooh, she hates Disney. Also, just her hating being famous.
No, she hates it.
Hates it. But she's the most famous girl alive. And then the pressure where she's like, I have to change how the whole education system views mental health. Like, putting all this pressure on herself.
So much pressure. Here's the other thing. Like, she's so rich that, like, okay, I would say that most everybody, like, in the world, you work so that you can make money, so that you can do things that you want. If you have enough money to do everything you want, then why not stop?
Okay, that was my red flag with Raquel. That was my red flag. Do you remember the conversation where Selena's like, I want to stop? And Raquel was like, you self-sabotage yourself. I go, Selena Gomez is arguably one of the most successful people in the world.
Yep.
I don't think she's rampantly self-sabotaging herself. And clearly she's not enjoying these things she's doing.
What, she doesn't
like to
it.
Create and make music? Okay, go fucking play guitar in the countryside.
Yep, buy a farm. I want Selena Gomez to buy a farm, date a really nice ranch handler who just loves her. Maybe she writes a song or two. Maybe she doesn't. And
maybe
then
she
goes and volunteers and does what she wants. I don't want her to be a pop star anymore. I feel too bad for her.
But hot take, like, what is Raquel getting from Selena that she's forcing her to, like, keep working?
A salary.
Arguably. Because
sure.
I'd be like, bitch, you've been working since you were 4 years old. Take a fucking break.
Even if she took a full year off, like, her bank account is not really being that affected by a full year off.
I want to hear more about why she started Rare, how she started it, how it's become one of the biggest makeup brands. Also, she acted in Murders Only in the Building, which is, like, incredible.
That's interesting to me. I just felt like, I feel like if you haven't watched it, you have to watch it, because there are certain things where you're like, wait, I've either felt that before, mm-hmm. or like, I feel like I've said that, and I couldn't see the people around me being like, that's crazy. Like, when she was like, the whole tour sucks, and everyone came in and was like, it's amazing. Like, I feel like I've felt that before, where I'm just like, this sucks. And everyone's like, are you kidding? Like, it's so good. But like, I also want to know where her mom was. And then when her mom was like, she wants nothing to do with me. Why? Can you give us some context? Like,
why? This is my biggest question. Did you notice they show a little clip of the mom at the beginning saying we were worried about her, we heard about her mental breakdown from TMZ, and then not one clip of her mom the entire
like,
rest of it.
Like, how did they hear about it from TMZ? Like, what? No one called her? Like, what's going on? Where's the dad? Where's the dad?
But the mom is not in one scene the whole time.
Not with her, at least.
No, I mean, I've heard that they, like, don't get along, Selena and her mom, sometimes, but... I have more questions than answers.
I have so many questions. I have so many.
Do you look at her differently than you did before?
I feel like I started looking at her differently after she broke up with Justin and, like, all the Hailey Bieber stuff started happening. Like, my initial thought about her was like, oh, she's this pop star, like, Disney girl, like, whatever. And then after she went through this, like, horrible public breakup, I looked at her as, like, way more human and, like, a friend, where I'm like, I don't think I'd ever be able to go through that public of a breakup and, like, what, like, that the fuck. And she's not even allowed to say anything because people would automatically be like, get over it. You're crazy. Like, he's moved on. Like, that must have fucking sucked.
You know, we're decentering men from our lives, but, right. Like, I want her to find love so bad.
So bad. So bad. What about the part when she's crying and she's like, I just want to be a mom. Like, I want to be normal.
I was like, quit everything.
I was like, oh my God. Like, no. Is she? I think she's exactly our age.
She might be.
I'm going to look it up. I think maybe she might be like a year
younger. Also Raquel red flag when they're in Kenya and Raquel goes, Selena likes younger guys.
I was like, Raquel.
Okay. Inappropriate. That was
so
one time.
Inappropriate.
That was one time, and I've been in therapy for it for the rest of my life, so go fuck yourself, Raquel.
She's 30.
She's 30.
Okay, here's another thing I'm going to say about turning 30, since I did do it this weekend. I feel like the number one thing that people have been saying to me leading up to me turning 30 is nothing changes. Your day-to-day is, like, the same. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Then I get home. It's the day of my birthday. My dad goes, it fucking sucks. I hated turning 30. It was the worst. I had a really tough time with it the whole time. And he's the first person that has actually said that to me. Like, everyone else is like, it's amazing. It's great. You're going to love it. I hate it, first of all. Second of all, I feel like I woke up this weekend and did feel different. Like, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But I felt like there were certain things that I either did that I shouldn't be doing anymore or aren't doing that I should be doing, that in my head I was kind of like, well, yeah, now I'm 30, now I have to do that. Or like, yeah, now I'm 30, I can't do that anymore. Like, and it almost just like clicked. Like, it wasn't like a stressful put pressure on me thing, but I definitely feel different.
I remember feeling a weight off my shoulders that like I don't have the pressure to have fun anymore.
Yes.
Like, you know, your 20s, everyone's like, it's your 20s, you have that fun. When it's like, I turned 30, I was like, I'm not going out.
I'm so done.
We did it. We had the, we know were I did our crazy it. 20s. Check.
Thank you so much to the Academy. I had a great time blowing up every single club, but like, thank you.
You did it.
I did it.
Everyone goes, it's the best time of your life. Thank you. I did it. I experienced it. Now let me rest in peace. I have one more thing about Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And this is a little hot take, but like, I'm obsessed with faces. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
Something changed in her face, and yeah. I think I know what it is.
Wow. What?
Obviously, like, there. I think she's like the most unique, prettiest person ever.
I think she is.
This last year, something changed in her face, and at first I was like, is it her eyebrows? Is it something in her chin? I realized, you know, she has like the most beautiful nose.
Yeah.
She narrowed her nose, and I am not happy about it.
Very interesting.
She narrowed it, and it looks a little more just like Instagram model-esque, and I'm livid.
My thing with her, not to criticize her, because I think she's stunning gorgeous, she doesn't move her, like, when she talks like this, and she, like, only moves her lips. Like, she doesn't move any part of her mouth.
It could be the Botox.
Yeah. It almost feels like she just had, like, oral surgery, and she, like, you know, when you're, like, numb, and you, like, can't move.
But all in all, feel like I could see her as, like, a friend.
I do, too.
Like, would there be drums? Yes.
I don't know.
What were those Texas scenes about?
What were the what?
The Texas scenes, like she just show up at people's houses.
Oh yeah, what was going on there?
And someone's like, hey Selena, I haven't seen you in 27 years and I was worried when I saw the Us Weekly article about you. Get in here, Selene's.
She had like 7 kids. I was like, what's going on here? I haven't watched as many, obviously, like celebrity documentaries as you had, but I did feel like it was very raw. Like she did say a lot of things that like people.
Most celebrity documentaries don't have a negative bone in their body. Like even like Lady Gaga will just be like, oh, I'm in pain all the time. But you'll never see her like get mad at anyone.
Right.
Or it's like they're frustrated. Like we need perfection on the dance floor.
Yeah. This was like I'm trying to survive one day at a time.
Even like the Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana, like they have those righteous moments where she's like, we have to fight for this. And then she'll be like, don't be dead in the eyes when you go on the red carpet. And like, but it was all, this was the raw shit I've seen. And that's why I respect her.
So what do we think is going to happen with Raquel?
I hope that she doesn't get too much hate because obviously we don't. It's just weird that she was involved in those edits. And then Selena had a birthday party and randomly it was just Brooklyn Beckham and his wife. And I was I thought you're not friends with people in the industry. One, two, where were they in the documentary? Three, where is the girl who gave you her kidney?
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe they didn't interview her.
Oh, I know.
Because also, like, when was the kidney, you know? Like, it seemed like they skipped a big chunk of time. And they were just like, and we don't care about that time. And now it's 2020. And I was like, wait, we were just in 2015. And I don't, what happened?
And she talked about her, like, psychosis, how she was like, I was a bitch to everyone. It was horrible.
That part scared me.
I guess she's just trying to make people feel less alone. But then it's like, we need a reality show with her friend group.
No, I need a full Selena reality show. I mean, if Kris Jenner isn't already on that, like,
Do you think differently about Justin and Haley after watching it?
No, I think that Justin is a typical guy and we like will give every excuse to men because he went out and like got a new girlfriend and was like, I'm over it. See, I'm in a relationship. And like if a girl did that, like if she went and got married a month after, everyone would be like, are you kidding, Selena? So Justin will never get any hate from that. And I don't think you can like look at Haley differently either because I mean, she has no idea what Justin and Selena's relationship actually was like. Like, she wasn't around. So I think for Haley, it's like she can't get hate either because all of a sudden there's this guy that she's, like, been obsessed with for years, is finally giving her attention, wants to date her, wants to be with her. Like, what is she supposed to do?
I feel like if Justin and Haley ever break up, Haley and Selena are going to have some talkings. They're gonna going to do bond.
Road and Rare, R&R. They're going to open a retreat center.
You know what? I do have to say, having two stars in a relationship is difficult.
One is inevitably cooler than the other.
Yeah.
Craig said to me the other day, he was like, are you guys mean to me on your podcast? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, well, people still call me a hall monitor. And I think it's really mean.
Be like, hall monitor is actually like a compliment. It means you're good at monitoring and you run the halls.
I was like, that's exactly what a hall monitor would say.
But I do think that Haley is so different than Selena in that, like, you're watching Selena, like, battle all this shit and perform and all this stuff. And Haley is, like, I feel like she always wanted to be married. She's from a famous family. She knows fame. She was born into fame. She's comfortable around it. She likes it, arguably.
Yep.
They're just, they're very different people. And I feel like she's good at letting Justin shine and she'll stay in the back and like look cute. She's not like crazy. I don't want to say crazy driven, but like she doesn't need a new project every 2 months.
Right. Like she'll chill for 6 months.
And I'm not judging either. No, I'm just saying neither, it's a different lifestyle it's a different, that they both
for
live.
For sure. For sure. Haley can like go into a cocoon, not see paparazzi, not have anything to be or like go anywhere for 6 months if she chooses I'm not doing anything for 6 months, like where Selena has so many people that work for her that are depending on her that like she has a more so stressful work
also
situation.
Haley can travel with Justin everywhere,
right?
And road is her new thing, which is like super cool and successful, but like she can do that where Selena would be like, sorry, I'm on tour. So it is different dynamics.
And it takes a very, I think, like, oh my God, am I starting to like dislike Justin Bieber in this like past 15 minutes?
I can't imagine it being easy to date him. No. And it's not his fault.
It, well, I just feel like it takes a very, very confident, secure man to date a woman who is better than them. And, like, acknowledge that the woman is better.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like if you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
I've dated guys in the spotlight before, and I was watching a Dr. Dre documentary, as one does.
Classic.
And his wife said, he is the balloon and I'm his rock and I hold him down. And in that moment, I was like, I'm not a fucking pebble. No. I'm no one's fucking rock.
I'm a balloon arch, bitch.
Like, I'm a crystal. They ended up getting divorced, Dr. Dre, yeah, whatever. Well, but it made me that. Feel like Haley is a good rock and yeah. Justin's a balloon. Selena's nobody's rock.
No.
Or you get balance. Someone who could be, you're there for each other. But anyone listening who is someone's rock and you don't want to be a fucking rock, like, cut the cord, bitch.
Yeah. Chuck it. Kick it into the lake. Like, it's like, I don't have many rock analogies, but.
I mean, I feel like you and Craig are good at that balance of like being there for each other and sharing the spotlight and moments of that.
Well, I think that we're in a different situation because I feel like we motivate our partners where, like, I feel like Justin could have taken Selena as motivation, but I feel like he took it more as like a competition. You can't be in a competition with your significant other. Like, it'll just, it's worse than like a girl in your friend group. It's worse than Raquel. Like, you can't.
You literally have a toxic person who's the one who's supposed to give you the most love and care in the world. When she said, you sang off key in my chorus, I knew exactly what she meant.
Yeah.
And basically she's saying it's the Justin show. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's a narcissist, but okay. I'm making a general statement. Narcissists go after powerful women.
Yes.
They're not going after weak bitches. Right. They're going after the powerful person to like win them over and suck out all their fucking power and energy.
Yeah.
And all these powerful women get stuck in these relationships because these guys are charming and famous and cool and not even famous. They could just be fucking charismatic and cocky. And you're like, he chose me. He thinks I'm the greatest. And the next thing you know, you're a shell of yourself.
And then I feel like they trick you into like, well, I'm the best, so I would be with the best.
Exactly.
Like, they, like, trick you into thinking, like, they picked you.
And they are like, you're so lucky you're with me, and you're better than everyone else, and you're so lucky to be with me. But without me, guess what? You're nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate Justin Bieber.
No. Like, we don't know him, so I won't put that on him.
No, we don't, but I genuinely feel like it. I mean, like, you, as a girl, as a woman, there are certain things that, like, we just inevitably experience in our life, and like every single, we all have experienced it, and sometimes we don't talk about it enough in detail, and that's one of those things where you're just like, okay, I know that guy is like that, like I can call it from a mile away, and it just like, yeah,
it's happened to me where like when you're the recipient of a narcissist's love, no one could tell you anything else.
No.
And or everyone around you, like the nice guys that everyone else loves, and you know he's a monster, but he'll talk shit about you to everyone if you leave him and he loses control of you. He'll be like, she's crazy, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just watched another documentary, Killer Sally.
Okay.
She did end up shooting her husband.
Okay. Did he deserve it?
But everyone loved him, and he was beating the shit out of her.
Okay. I was going to watch that the other night, and then I was like, no, I got to watch Selena before the pod.
So the next documentary you guys have to watch is Killer Sally. She is a bodybuilder mm-hmm. who was a Marine. She meets this guy and she has two like gorgeous children.
And he's a bodybuilder too.
He's a bodybuilder too. But he wants to go pro and he wants her to work to pay for all his steroids so he can go pro. Classic.
Yeah.
So she starts like doing these weird like wrestling things to get money. She's working and the steroids are not helping his mental state. He's like beating the shit out of her. But she also, you know, she has a temper. She gets mm-hmm. mad. They get into fights. But like he's huge and he chokes her out all the time. And the kids know that.
See it.
Oh. Finally, one night, it's Valentine's Day. He's not home. He comes home. He starts choking her. She's like, where were you? It's fucking Valentine's Day. He's beating her up. She goes, gets a gun, shoots him, and then shoots him again.
Is she in jail currently?
Okay, you can't just go to the end like that.
I love a spoiler. People are always like, do you want spoilers? I'm always that person that's like, yes, I need to know immediately.
I cried hysterically. She's sitting there like getting talked to and she's not asking for a lawyer. She's just like, he beats the shit out of me. I always feel like I'm about to die this close to my life. I knew he was going to have a night of violence and I just couldn't do it anymore. But because she's this big woman who does wrestling and she literally called herself Killer Sally in some like wrestling video. Prosecution was able to literally be like, she's not a battered woman. She's violent and she's muscular. That kind of woman can't be battered. So when meanwhile, the guy's huge. He's bigger than her. And she's clearly a battered woman. And the kids, you know it's true because the kids are like, he was an evil man. We're so happy he's gone. We love you, mommy. Are you okay? She's like, I'm sorry. I think I'm in trouble. And they're like, thank God that man is dead.
Oh my God.
She spent 25 years in prison.
No.
And then they show when she sees her daughter for the first time after 25 years. And then this is where you're going to cry. She falls in love again with the sweetest guy. And he loves her for her.
I love that. Wow, now I don't have to watch it.
So anyway, that made me want to punch a wall multiple times.
Oh my God, we got really deep really quick.
Yeah, we went into it. We were like, fuck your 30th birthday. Is Selena's friend
a narcissist? One of my favorite gifts that I got for my 30th birthday was from Hannah, and it was a crystal dildo, if you will. And it takes masturbation manifestation to a different level.
Did you use it?
I haven't tried it. No, I haven't done it yet.
I thought you were going to have like a story. You're like, the angels came and the moons aligned.
I have to think of my affirmations first, you know, because I don't want it to just like pop up on me really quick. And I'm like, fuck, I don't have my manifestations ready.
It was actually one of the most fun nights we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Because actually Sierra was like, we need to do something. And I was like, look, I know Paige, like she'd rather not. And she... So I message you and you're like, I'm seeing my family Friday, but like I'm home on Thursday. And we were going to try to organize a dinner or something. And then I was like, what does she really want, though? Like, let's not make this about us. Like, what does she want? And I knew like you just want to be at home.
I want to eat Lunchables on the couch and like laugh. I loved it because it was me, you, Sierra. And then Craig was on the couch, but didn't say a word. Like, couldn't
get
a word.
He spoke when spoken to.
Yeah. Spoke when spoken to. Like, was trying to follow our conversations, but was acting like he wasn't listening. And then right when he had the opportunity to chime in, he would chime in and be like, I told you so.
Yeah.
I said or that from the beginning.
But also, I felt bad because we came in with gifts up the wazoo. And I realized Sierra and I are both similar gift givers where we like the thought better than like if it's expensive or not. So Paige told me, as you guys know, she wanted a Chanel. I first reached out to this cookie company and I was like, can you guys make Chanel's Funny Face Bakery? They're amazing. And they made these like amazing cookies for her.
And they're like little cute pink Chanel bags.
But right before I went to get it, I'm on Canal Street and there's just Chanel bags everywhere. And I'm like, I feel like I need to buy Paige a fake Chanel.
So.
And I was with my gay best friend, Oscar Aiden, hilarious comic. And he was like, no, we need to find a good one because I was just going to pick anyone. He found the one that he felt like looked most realistic. I negotiated down to $40.
And it honestly is such a good one.
Look, I basically make it like a scene. I'm like, wait, we have one more important thing for you. And I give it to you. And at first, your pure little heart, you go, guys. Because, like, let's be honest, we could have pulled it together.
Yeah.
We could have.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't have been funny. And also, you probably would have hated the bag I ended up spending $7,000 on and can't pay rent. So you, for a second, thought it was real.
I did. And then I saw, like...
And then Sierra was like, do you not tell her it's fake? And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
No, she put it, Hannah put it in a bag, like not in a Chanel box or anything. And so when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, you guys did not get me a Chanel bag. Then I saw plastic wrap on the chain and I was like, this is fake. And then
the guy, I was like, is there a bag to put it in? He goes, yeah. And he pulled out a garbage bag and I was like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
But it was so good. And honestly, it is a really good fake.
But I feel bad for Craig because those were like really good gifts. And I was like, no pressure, babe. But like,
no pressure. It was my channel bag. That's what we call that one.
Your channel bag.
I've always wanted to buy myself a Chanel bag for my birthday until I could like legitimately afford it. So I was like, I'm doing it for my 30th, whatever. I had been like looking online to see what I wanted and like, and then I was like, whatever, I'll just go to the Chanel store like in New York. I'll get it by myself. I'll like go and buy it. I don't really want to like do it online.
Yeah.
And then like every time I was like, oh, should I go to Chanel and like look at bags? I was like, I'm not going to go by myself and like buy myself a Chanel bag. Like that's so, I don't know. I was just like, that's weird. Like I'm not getting in an Uber and going to Chanel right now. Like who do I think I am? like stay in your lane. And so then, so I like hadn't really thought about it. And then Saturday afternoon, I went to Saratoga with my mom and my brother and my dad and Craig, and we went to lunch. And I randomly walked in this store, and I forget what the name of the store is. It's in Saratoga. I think it might be called like Lola or something, whatever. And in the case, there was this black patent leather silver hardware boy bag, and it was like very reasonably priced, and I was like, wait, I love this bag. And my mom looked at me and she was like, I love it. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy it. And she was like, I think you should.
Wait, I love that you bought it for your birthday.
Yeah. And so it was like me, my mom, and my dad in the store. I have no idea where my brother and Craig ran off to. And so, and that was really the perfect moment to like buy myself a Chanel bag. And my dad was just like, this is ridiculous. This is what you're going to buy this bag? Like,
but and also my mom was like, shut up.
What?
You could resell them. It's kind of like an investment piece.
Well, then I was like, I put it on and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to like give this to my daughter. Like, ooh, she's going to be like, can I wear your Chanel bag tonight? And I'm going to be like, absolutely. And then I'm going to give her yours.
Emotions. What other emotions happen to you when you turn 30? For all the girls who are like in their 20s scared, what would you say now that you're a wise
I didn't
woman?
Cry. I thought I was going to cry. I didn't. I just, I did wake up and feel like, oh my God.
Life is over.
I'm just kidding. Pretty much. I did wake up and feel like, oh my God, I'm 30. Like I am the adult that like when I was 16, I thought in my head like, damn, she's 30, she's old. Like that is me. I am her. And I felt not like a sense of responsibility where it felt like pressure, but I felt like it's like, you know, when you're younger and you're at the kids table and then all of a sudden one year out of nowhere, your grandma's like, I put you at the adult table and you're just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. That's what
you're
it
like,
felt
what
like.
Do you talk about to people? What do you do? I'm with like, your
what's,
hands?
What's going How on here? I'm like, wait, are you all drunk? Like you just have a very different experience of the world. And that's how I felt turning 30. I was like, this is different. We're all
are
just
you
like,
where you thought you would be at 30 to your like 16-year-old self?
I'm in a completely different place than where I thought I would be even like 5 years ago. And thank God. Thank God.
Didn't she like want to get married at 24?
Oh my God, I thought I would be at least engaged at 30.
Yeah.
If not married but with a child.
With the men stuff, I'm telling you, girls, you could get married at 27 if you want. Don't rush the man stuff. The man stuff will come.
No, really don't. Because, I mean, I'm sure it feels really great to, like, marry the love of your life and, like, have a baby with him. So exciting. Can't wait. Blessed for everyone that's doing it. But there is a feeling that's way better, and that's walking into a store and buying yourself a Chanel.
Drop just the being fucking like, mic.
I can buy this on my own, so fuck off. Like,
I also just feel like 30s in the media was so, like, the Golden Girls were like 38.
No, literally. I'm going to do a TikTok tomorrow morning because I have an insane sleep routine now that, like, I go to bed. It puts, like, having sex on such a back burner some nights because sometimes I go
what
to bed.
Do you do?
And Craig is like, what's happening? What is going on?
Do you, like, mummify yourself?
Pretty much. I got these, like, silicone patches that I put on my forehead lines. I also put them on my smile lines and my crow's feet. And I also put it on my neck. I put my retainers in and then I tape my mouth shut. And Craig's just like, so we're probably not gonna.
Or you're just like, turn over and you're like, just do whatever you need to do. Cause I'm exfoliating my pores right now. I do have this really good mask and it kind of stings, but you like wear it overnight. And yeah. I like jumped in bed once and, you know, Des just wants to have a kiss. And I'm just like, no, mask is on.
Last night, Craig was like, you're just like so still. I'm like, well, I feel like if I turn, I'll wrinkle. It's like, okay, you turned 30 48 hours ago.
Oh, my God. Well, what did you do anything fun with your family? Because from the photos, it looked fabulous.
My mom did, like, the sweetest little, like, balloon arch. Got me 30 roses. She got me some gifts. And then I just went out to dinner with my brother, my parents, and Craig. And it was just like so nice, like so like lovely. And then I went home and I like ate some cake and I went to bed early. Like it couldn't have been more like what I wanted. And like part of me felt guilty for not having a 30th birthday party. And I like sat there and I was like, wait, what do I feel guilty about that I didn't like make a bunch of people get ready and go somewhere at 7 p.m. or like that I couldn't put like a sick party on the internet.
I was
just like, I don't want to do either of those because neither of those like actually matter.
Yeah, they didn't feel authentic to you.
Yeah,
I also love, like, that you were like my mom, because like, let's be honest, whenever I've gotten a gift, I'm like, Dad, you have no idea what this gift is, do you? But it's from Mom and Dad.
Yeah, my dad was like, wow, that's really nice.
He was enjoying the surprise with you.
No, literally. Him and my brother were like, sick. I was like, this is from you.
And you got the sick handle TikTok. It was so cool. Who filmed it?
Craig filmed it.
Wow.
A one and done. I showed him the video. I was like, this is what we're doing. And he was like, got it. And a one and done vid.
He is a DP. He's a videographer. The zooming in and out. And oh my God, it was so good. Was it first try?
First try. And he literally was like, I'm starting a production company.
Oh, I did tell Craig that I'm starting sewing.
Oh, wait. I saw that. What? No, you're starting crocheting.
It's called cross stitching.
Okay.
I do have to tell you guys, if your friend starts cross-stitching,
check on her. Okay.
Check on her because she's not in a good place.
Are you okay? What's going on?
Well, I just was having trouble falling asleep. So, because my past would just hit me in the face when I closed my eyes, cross-stitching is fucking hard. It's also like you have to get it through these like little tiny holes. And I was like, why am I more anxious than I was before cross-stitching? Yeah.
Have you ever tried reading before bed?
Okay, that's... First of all, I can't read.
That was a personal attack. Sorry.
Yes, I should. There's all these things I should do. I also play crosswords, but I get really frustrated during the crosswords because I can't figure it out because I'm not that great at vocabulary.
I did a lot of crosswords this summer.
Do you know the only thing that makes me fall asleep? Mm. When butter lies on me and starts purring.
Wow. So, I need an animal.
No pressure, butter, but my whole mental health is just hanging.
On-
on you. You better fix my whole life, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God, I got hypnotized.
How did we not begin with this?
So I have been like on my nicotine journey, and that journey is that I have not. It's so fucking hard. So I've literally, here's my thing. If you choose to go off of nicotine, which everyone should choose to do it, you literally go through full on.
Do as I say, don't do as I do.
Literally. You go on full on withdrawal symptoms. So you mentally have to carve out like a week where you're like, okay, I'm gonna physically be ill, mentally be like so short fused. Like it's not. And then like you have to actually go through like wanting it and not being able to have it. And it's just so fucking hard.
You're like, battling yourself.
You're battling it. And the number one thing for me, like mentally, I know that I don't want to do it anymore. It was physically, I would get so sick that it was like hard for me to do it. And I can't like do the things I need to do during the day if I'm like throwing up in the toilet. So I tried the hypnotist. Here's the thing. Did it work or did I fall asleep? You know, like, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know. She kept saying, like, physically, like, deeply, deeply relax. And I think I was doing that. But, like, was I asleep?
Well, did it work?
I don't know. She said, she was like, look, this is the first session. Most of my patients, she was like, 90% of my patients do not need a second session. She gave me like these little like things to do, like ticks, like with my fingers to like count and like have a like take a deep breath when I'm like feeling like I need to be with like I'm having severe withdrawal. And she was like, and in 2 weeks, listen to our session one more time, like next week. And in 2 weeks, like you should be fine. Like I rarely have people that come back for a second session. And wow. So I don't know. So I'll let you know in 2 weeks.
If it works, what else are you going to hypnotize yourself for?
Honestly, sky's the limit.
I know. Like, this is like wild.
What if we just start hypnotizing ourselves? You can hypnotize yourself for like anything. If
I have a friend, Annie Letterman. She's a comedian who's like learning to hypnotize people.
If she wants like a test patient, I'll literally do anything.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Hannah, you literally you just fall asleep. Like, I think that's literally all it is.
I've fallen asleep for less.
Yeah.
Dude, it reminds me, like, when anyone starts talking, I'm like, I could
pass out right now. I could literally fall asleep.
Me meditating, I'm just like, so I'm trying to take a nap.
I know. She asked me that, too. She was like, do you meditate? And I was like, no. And she was like, I really recommend you doing it 10 minutes a day. But
we really have to, but I like.
I know. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But I'm so proud of myself, so I haven't worked out for years.
Yeah.
Months. And today I randomly just like was, I don't know if it's because it's Monday, but I was like, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing the thing Paige recommended.
Yeah. Did you like the it? 12.
15, 30, 40 game.
Yeah.
12:33.
Yeah.
From Lauren Delgado, the YouTuber or whatever. That shit kicked my ass.
Yeah.
5 minutes in, I was like, okay.
You're like, okay. Yeah. You're like, okay, we're doing it. We're doing something.
Because at first I'm like, do I look like, you know, some old lady trying to walk right in the gym?
No, I think of it as you took your hot girl walk inside. You took it inside.
You guys, you have to try it. 30 minutes on the track. Because look, I hate jogging.
I hate it.
So I went and I'm like, you're just walking.
You're just walking. And also, like, you're on the treadmill. It's 30 minutes, regardless of how many calories you burn. You're really only focused on that you're there for 30 minutes. And you go on TikTok every night for an hour, laying in your bed. Just put your phone on the thing and scroll for 30 minutes. Easy, done.
So the incline's 12 and the speed is 3. And I'm telling you, what I felt in my booty was so good. I was soaking sweat at the end.
Wait, you did this today or yesterday?
This morning.
Wow, I cannot wait to hear how you feel tomorrow, because when I do it, I try and do it 3 times a week, and like 7 hours later, I'm already sore.
So then I forgot that I had a podcast scheduled with Amanda Hirsch, Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Yeah.
So I love her, but like I immediately go, hey, we can reschedule if you want, LOL. And I think she's going to be so happy.
Right.
Because if I text that to you or Sierra, you guys are like,
Thank you, you just made
my day.
Yep.
She like doesn't respond. So then I call her and she goes, you unprofessional little shit. I'm on my way. And I'm like, sorry, my day is just really busy. She goes, I'm busy too. And I was like, oh my God, this bitch just put me in her place. And I'm like, she's a mother. Like, she has real responsibilities. And I go, sorry, I've been in a friend group where like, this is how we orgasm. So I forgot what being a professional person should be. And right. I thought I was doing you a favor.
Right.
But then we also forgot the day, the Friday before, she canceled on me because it was during rush hour. And that was problematic because I was like, Amanda, every second is rush hour in New York City.
Right. Literally. Jump on the subway, Amanda. You got this one.
So anyway, you can't try to cancel last second on all of your friends. But she always calls me out and I love her for it. Shout out to her.
You have to know the ones that are down. Yeah. Like, you can do that to me for the rest of our lives.
Like, it even feels better when like it's right before where you fully accepted you're going to have to do it.
You know what I'm excited to like experience?
What?
The opposite of someone canceling on me. Like, what about the day that, like, we have kids and one day I text you and I'm like, hey, I'll take your kid with my kid to the museum. And you're just like, take him.
You know? Like, hey, I'm right outside in the park. Do you want to come by for like a coffee and let our kids beat the shit out of each other?
Yeah. And like we can have like a minute where we're just like alone kind of.
Oh my God, we have baby fever. This podcast is getting out of control. I can't wait till we're doing Giggly Squad when we're both in a nursing home and you're like,
I played bingo today and Steve was an asshole.
Do you think we will be in the same nursing home?
It'll be lit.
It would be. It really would be. Are you kidding? Oh. No. If our kids put us in a nursing home, I'm fucking writing them out of my will.
That's the next reality show I will do when I'm old in a nursing, nursing home. I will be wild. There's apparently rampant STDs in nursing homes.
I know.
We're going to Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, we are. I can't fucking wait.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so lit. We're so excited for the show. There's a couple tickets left in the second show. Sierra's coming through and make sure you get tickets.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for giggling with us. Bye.